We'll get right to it, Ron. Three in that Charlestown Classic tomorrow, including a horse who back in 2014, Imperative, got the money. He has run in three consecutive Charlestown Classics. Tomorrow will be number four, fourth last year behind defending champ Stanford.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, being a guy that really plays every track every day, you know, I had that I had him actually when Kent won and beat Game On Dude when Game On Dude went head-to-head with another horse. I couldn't remember, but they sizzled it up front and Kent won the race, and it looked like it might set up that way, and I had him, and I've been a fan of the horse ever since, and I definitely had that race in mind when I purchased him for the Poseidon, and we're happy he's coming into the race really good, and we've got Javier Castellano, so can't do much better than that.
$2.2 million in earnings in his career. $1.34 million and change have come in this race in his three starts in the Classic.
Right, but the thing I care about is the $240,000 from the Poseidon. that's the only money I've gotten from him, plus what we wagered on him to win, which was a very healthy win wager. You know, the thing about horses, and I know you guys both on the panel, one was a rider and Big A, you watch a lot of races. He threw both front shoes in his last race coming out of the gate, and you know, I just knew when he was coming out of the gate, he didn't have that same zip as he had at Gulfstream, which I immediately called Bob after the race and asked him what happened, make sure the horse was okay, and he's like, well, he threw both front shoes coming out of the gate. So he doesn't love Santa Anita racing surfaces, but I think that's, you know, that you can attribute the ninth beat in 22 to that, and Gallardo felt something up front, and he really never pushed him in that race. He kind of took care of him, which was the right thing to do.
Absolutely. What made you buy him? Were you thinking, well, Ron, about this race?
Yeah, well, I had the deal done with Dan Schaefer for the Pegasus for War Story, and the way that they had it structured, you know, we really needed to have a backup for the Pegasus, and you know, I wanted to be a part of that race and wanted to try to win it in its inaugural race, and so I had about 12 horses that I had in mind to try to buy as a backup, and he was one of them, and he was like third on my list. The first two didn't pass the vet, and so I ended up with him. And the problem was when I was going after to try to buy him, he was on the farm. He had just come off the farm. Wasn't sure if physically he was going to be able to make it to the race. And, you know, we found out a lot that's kind of how he needs to be trained anyway. So it was kind of a blessing in disguise.
He duked it out that day with defending champion of the Charlestown Classic, Stanford. So two winners of this race, which is just being run for the ninth time, going to hook up tomorrow afternoon, 5:35 post. You'll hear it right here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. I assume you'll be there tomorrow in your lime green splendor.
Yeah, it won't be a suit. I'm a t-shirt and jeans kind of guy, or t-shirt and you know, it depends on how my weight situation is. When my weight situation's up, I like the sweatpants. When it's down, I like the jeans. So tomorrow we'll be in the sweatpants. We've been doing some you know, some fine eating on the West Coast, and we need to drop a few pounds, but you know, we'll be there cheering our horse on. But you know, My tip to everybody would be to play War Story in this race. I really believe that with the way the race sets up, I think he's going to get first run on Imperative and Sunny Ridge, and he coming into the Pegasus, he was training really good, and we really pushed him to make that race, and he was very flat last time, and we kind of knew he was flat. That's why we put him in an easier spot, but he has trained better than he has going into the Pegasus, and there's going to be some moisture on the track. He's 2 for 2, and obviously I don't really care who wins. I own a little bit more of a percentage in Imperative, but just to win the race would be great. But at the value and the price, War Story is my play.